Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Can we lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of our hearts? Let's thank Him. I'd like us to do it with a consciousness, with understanding. Let's go ahead and bless Him. Oh, we give you praise. Shala kafan de kabina tiata idosh and de kish. Let's go ahead. Don't serve God's praise shabbily. Do it with full intentionality. Full intentionality. Be very detailed. Give you praise, Father. Oosh, shadika da bai da ki de 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 de. Eladaba kata da 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 da. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, tonight, we ask again that you will reveal yourself through your word. I didn't hear that amen loud enough. Amen. You will build us and equip us through your word. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, give the Lord a sound of God. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. Thank you. All right, let's go to our anchor scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. So Paul's speaking here. And I want us to listen. And I'm going to give you a couple of more scriptures today. So our understanding in it can be rounded. So Paul, speaking to the Corinthians church, said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." So, if we are going to get men saved and come to the knowledge of Christ, what is the means? What's the means? Talk to me. What's the means? The gospel. If you are passionate about salvation, what is the means? The gospel. Alright? And I told you that this word gospel, from the word evangelion, means good news or good message. But it also has another word, euangelizo, alright, which means to announce good news. If I bring the gospel to your house, I brought the good news. Are you following what I'm saying? And it's so important. Let me show you what happens to those who reject the gospel. Matthew chapter number 10. All right, let's start the reading from verse 1. Matthew 10, let's start from verse 1. And when he had called him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All right, a believer must understand that the good news you have received, Christ resident in you, through which you are saved, you have power over demons. I said again, you have power over demons. You have power over unclean spirits. You can cast them out. You don't have to be on tie on suit to cast demons out. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor you can cast out devils. Tell your neighbor, have you cast out devils before? Get the response. That's how we know real machos. Have you cast out devils before? Have you exercised this authority over unclean spirit, over powers of darkness, to rebuke them out of their bodies? Do you know the interesting thing? Hold on a minute. The interesting thing is this. If you are going to pray for someone who needs healing, for instance, there are times that it's not just the operation of the gift of healing. It is the working of miracles to cast out demons responsible for such conditions. The moment you find out it is a demon responsible for it, don't go ahead and say, now be healed. What are you talking about? Curse the root. Thou unclean spirit, get out. And you must recognize the fact that you have this authority in Christ. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm saying again, you have this authority in Christ. Tell your neighbor you can cast out devils. Tell your neighbor again, you ought to be casting out devils by now. Amen. Based on our ranking in Christ. See, when you have received this Jesus, it's not a small thing, though. It's a powerful thing. When I was growing up, I used to be afraid of all these movies of witches. Did you see anyone like that? You grew up around this town, right? You saw witches. You saw Kotoaye and the likes. Aha. Uh-huh. And they do their okukuleku and all those things. And sometimes I be afraid. How do I sleep now? Now look at what you do when you are afraid. You cover yourself with duvet. Because you are afraid. But you now come to a point in Christ that you are now the one terrorizing principalities and powers. I put out a flyer yesterday that we are going to be going for apostolic invasions on campuses. Now, listen to me. Practically, it is not scam. That when we go to a place, the light of God has come there. You don't believe it. Light of God has come. Oh, yes. We are going to leave some campuses. Cultists will gather to do their usual meetings and their leader will burst out in tongues. Amen. All right. Go back to that scripture we are reading. See, this message is not in strong ghetto. It's not in big English. The spirit of the message. Teach it as simply as it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Particularly some of you who are called into the office of an evangelist. All right? It is not until you break your vocal cord. Real power, it is in revealing Jesus. That's power. If I be lifted high, I will draw men to myself. Praise God. All right, they called to me to have give them power against unclean spirit to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Yes. Now the names of the 12. Let's jump to verse 4, please. All right, yeah, 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not the way of the Gentiles and into any of the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. The reason he was instructing them not to do that is not because the Gentiles don't need salvation. It's because they are not equipped to do that. And when he died, before he died, he told them, all right, don't go out to preach. Wait till you are filled with power. You need power. See, the gospel is to be preached. All right, the gospel is to be expressed, but also the gospel is to be demonstrated. And what is the demonstration? Power. What is the demonstration? Oh, do you believe that? I say again, what is the demonstration? Power. I say again, what is the demonstration? Power. Amen. Do you believe that God has given you power over unclean spirit? Huh? Or you are selective? Maybe this matter, I think I have faith for this one. What do you mean by you have faith for certain kind of sicknesses? Or faith for certain kind of issues? You have been given power over all unclean spirit. All right? Go not the way because they need power. Yeah, verse 6 now. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Continue, please. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Look at how Jesus was saying it just like that. Do you know what I know? That we're in the season where raising the dead will be common. I didn't hear you say that, dear. I said we're in the season where raising the dead will be common. It will be a common thing for anyone amongst us to raise the dead. Do you believe it? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I will not, I believe what the Bible says, but I've seen it happen. I've seen the dead raised to life and they are still alive. Amen. They didn't wake up and flash dust then go to die again shortly. No. One of them had tuberculosis. God raised her, took away the tuberculosis. Mighty things will be done through your hands. Come on, lift those hands. Lift those hands. Look at it. Say, my hands are not ordinary. Hold on a minute. Put your hands down. Do you know it is a fantastic thing to look at me and say, I have a revelation of this man. He's an anointed man. But do you know it is more fantastic to have a revelation of Christ in you? Even me, when I stand before the mirror, I don't look normal. I know. I don't look normal. I look like what should scare demons. Oh, yes. I feel it. So don't think we carry something we don't know. Let's leave it. Because this generation is quick to see pride. Well, let me make boast in Christ. Amen. Yeah. Let me make that boast in Christ. I know my hands are not normal. Oh, yes. I know my hands are not normal. You see, most times when I'm having hand contact with people, I have to decide in my heart that there's no power flow, just shaking. Because there's always charges. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the same thing with you. Look at it again. Say, my hands are not normal. There are some of you here who are going to turn nations upside down. Oh, yes. You have to get out from the level where you are feeling the sense of pity for yourself to the level where you become an active kingdom functionary. Are you following what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Look at your hands again. Say, these hands are not normal. They are for signs and for wonders. They are for signs and for wonders.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. God is going to use you. Hello? I say again, God is going to use you. I don't know why you are saying amen. Because the amen you are saying is a sign you don't believe. You have to internalize it. Alright? See, listen to me. Have you seen people, probably you heard their messages first. Then you had a mental picture of what the fellow speaking should look like. Only to see the picture and you are like, they don't look like this thing is flowing from this person. Talk to me now. We have this treasure in this certain person. We don't look like what we carry. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me tell you the reason why I'm teaching you like this today. Alright? Till I'm done with this series, every time I teach you, I'm going to impart you. Are you following what I'm saying? Because we have to activate certain things. Certain things needs to be revived. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. My God. Raise the dead. It has to become common. Tell your neighbor, raise the dead.
Raise the dead.
We are not a sitting church, we're a going church. Tell your neighbor again, raise the dead.
Raise the dead.
See, very soon, what will become the object of gist among young folks is, how many people did you raise yesterday? Are you following? How many people did you raise? Say, just two. Ah, you won't believe it. When we went there, four came back to life. Oh, yes. Tell your neighbor again, raise the dead. Yeah. One time I used to pray somewhere. And one day I was praying, the Lord spoke to me and said, this place where you used to, imagine praying at the same spot for over a year, not breaking. 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. in the evening, every day. Oh yes, that's the dealing. God said, resign from your work and then resume this duty with fasting. With fasting. Yeah. So God told me, he said, this place where you pray carries enough charge to raise the dead. So I called the people. I said, in case, if I'm not around and anything happens to any child, put the child where I pray. Oh, yes. The first time they put the child where I was praying, I was ministering. They sent me a message. I couldn't respond. They said the child didn't come back to life. When it happened again, I said, I'm not coming down. Put the child where I used to pray. Then lock the door and get out. And they did so. 15 minutes later, they heard the cry of the child. The child is still alive. Not that he fainted. He died. If a spot where you kneel to pray can carry so much charge, how much more the man who kneels? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this is not for special people. It is the reality of all disciples in Christ. Are you a child of God? Talk to me now. Are you a child of God? You see, if you are not angry, you are not angry with being normal, then there's nothing anybody can do to help you. It starts. What kind of hunger will make a man lock himself up for a year? Praying and fasting at the same. What kind of hunger is that? It is because you have looked at life and you hate being normal. How can people give me this gospel and I'll live a casual life? You must hate normalcy. Hate the fact that you have to wait to be fed.
every time. When will you be usable?
When that burden comes upon you, it will push you to the secret place. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's anger for being normal. I will sit at Membo, OAU campus, and cry my eyes out. Oh, Lord, use me! Use me, Jesus! Pour your grace on me! I will serve you with all my life. People will insult me and say, he doesn't have a life. I gave one of my sons believer's authority. I said, this book I'm giving to you, I read it in one sitting. I can't forget inside the rain. When you pray at Membo, you see rain start sweeping all those sides. So you have to get up. You have to be walking around. One sitting. Desperate hunger. And you see, those sites have become memorial sites. When I'm shifting into a new season, I go back to those same spots and lay down and say, God, 11 years ago, I was lying down here. And some of the things that are quiet conversations between myself and you are becoming open manifestation. I have come again to cut a new covenant. Do you have memorials with God? Do you have memorials? Do you have a meeting place? Do you have altars that have been erased? That if a Jacob stumbles on that place, he will say, God is here and I knew it not. The reason why people are not paying the price is because their desires have been altered. People want inordinate things. Some want show off. Find yourself a spot that can be a meeting place between you and God and cry out on behalf of your generation. Amen. What am I teaching? What I'm teaching now? On the way when Jesus was going to the cross to die, the last human that was forced to carry his cross for him was a black man. And it was representing a prophecy that the last race that will shoulder this cross for the nations of the earth is Africa. So we are not in a normal season. We're in a season where the clouds that have been heavy over the years are breaking loose. And if you look at the spot with the heaviest downpour in Africa, you trace the spot to Nigeria. If you can't rise in a season like this, when else? When any man who dare to seek God will stumble into him. It is the days of his power. We're in the days of his power. And that's why I told you that most times, no matter how hungry you are, you cannot operate beyond the syllabus for a generation. But the syllabus for Africa now is that Africa will shoulder that cross and take it to Europe, take it to Asia, take it all over the world. And Joel saw that prophecy. He said, behold, an army shall come. When I wake up every day, I feel the weight of destiny. the burden of a generation, the need to strive and press into accuracy, into all that is required, the need to pursue and learn from the fathers, so that we can earnestly contend for what is being handed over to us. It is one thing to watch what is happening now and say, "Oh Lord!" It is another thing to come to a point where you can say, "I have fought a good fight." And one of the things I have determined in my heart is that I'm going to study the landmark of men who finished. I'm going to study the pattern in the word. My life is going to be about the gospel. I'm not going to live for myself. I'm going to strive. Do you have the same hunger? Do you have the same body? You can't be busy thinking all that God is making available to you now is so you can boast, is so you can brag, is so you can wear finer clothes. I have no business with anything finer if the purpose of it is not to reveal Jesus. One time I was praying, St. Jude's Anglican Church, the pinnacle of the temple, as my spot. Ah, Lord. And one afternoon the Lord said, "Look around you. What do you see?" I was seeing green grass, green grass, green grass. And I knew that each of those things I was seeing represent crowd, multitude, nations. You see, you don't just stumble into certain operations until you have taken your life serious. The Bible said it is good that a man will bear his yokes in the days of his what? You can't squander your days of encounters and just think something will show up suddenly. There is time for everything. These are the days for you to meet God, so your life can be about the gospel. If not, you are going to watch it gradually get complicated. The devil is not going to take chances. After hearing all those things you have heard, you are going to see things start getting complicated. It's trying to weave you around the realities. Are you following what I'm saying? See, we are not in the days where, as a young man, you can fall in love with a girl and not know if she's on fire. What's your life about? Or as a young girl, you see that one in secondary, you can always come to it. Ah! You know, there is a point that the Holy Spirit circumcises your heart and sows a seed of love for God that you can't be cured from. That's what motivates what we are doing. That's what motivates the ability to be able to say yes. I don't know for who. But the Lord wants me to tell you again, don't squander your days of encounters. Don't squander it. Season. What is the instruction for this season? You know, it takes intimacy with God to even know the instruction for a season. If not, you can live your life as a perpetual continuum. And you'll be functioning in the economy of dryness. Being led by your own wisdom. Being led by your own carnal mind. Doing the rat race. Trying to get ahead. Trying to prove a point to somebody that you are not also failing. What's your pursuit? You know, I was speaking with one of my friends this morning, and he shared with me, he said, we're talking about a senior minister. He said, do you know that this fellow's birthday? Some people came to deliver cars, and God told him not to collect it, to return it back. The same car you are pursuing. That's the proof that God is using you. Say it loud and clear. My life. You didn't say it loud enough.
My life
is the gospel.
My life
is about the gospel. Say it again.
My life
is about the gospel. Amen. So last week I began to show you about how to influence systems and cultures, international systems and cultures, with the gospel. If there's anybody here who is living a life that Christ is inconsequential in your own equation, repent. If you are under the sound of my voice as a lady and you can marry somebody without caring whether they are Christians or not, something is wrong. Let anybody call you a fanatic, but be passionate about Jesus. Be a Jesus boy. Be a Jesus girl. Let me share with you. When I finished my NYSC and God spoke to me and said, return back and finish the assignment I've given to you. You are not going to go the way others are going. Yes, Lord. It was a difficult yes, but I don't have anything in my fabric that can say no to God. And I never have it. No. I will wake up in the morning. This one is going for lectures. This one is going to work. And I will cry. Jesus, you know I'm not a lazy person. Lose me now and see the wonder I will make for you with money. You know I'm not lazy. And sometimes you want to meet the parent of your girlfriend and they're going to ask you, what do you do for a living? You know, it looks a bit funny that the young people say, I'm a pastor. And the next thing you hear is that all you do with your life? What else, if that is my calling, what else is more noble? If you are allowed to be in the marketplace, beautiful. If you are functioning in ministry, beautiful. But never let anyone make you feel inferior because you have said yes to Jesus. It is a noble calling. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Never be afraid to say in any meeting that I'm a Christian. Have you ever been through fix for the sake of destiny? And you just feel, I want to do what others are doing also. And the Lord says, sit down. For the gospel. For the gospel. Sometimes you have to fast and look strange. And if even pastors are now counseling you. You know you didn't kill Jesus. Hey. Say it again. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Is that how you say it?
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Say it loud and clear. I am not ashamed. See, the gospel is the only tool on ground that is checkmating the activity of the devil upon the face of the earth. That's the only tool. I showed you influencing international systems and cultures. Check nations that reject God. Check, look at it, check. Check, look at the miracle of salvation. Are you aware salvation is a miracle? If you want to know how deeply this is, I saw a video this afternoon of some Nigerians in a country. I think they just banned Nigerians below 40 from entering that country now. I don't want to go into the details. And I saw a video of how the guys, they call themselves cultists in those countries. They brought out cutlass, were pursuing each other, break car glass. Because they've not received Jesus. That same guy could be as well functioning under high tension power of the Holy Ghost with Jesus in his life. Have you noticed that there's no difference between the girl in club and the girl in church? If there's a difference at all, the difference is Christ. That you seated here minus Christ could be on bump shots in one club somewhere. Craving for things you guzzle down your throat. And pickle your liver and destroy your intestines. And you can't stop craving for it. You've seen guys looking cool but craving for marijuana. And they will walk about the street. There seems to be an influence that's made sure they won't dress properly. They are under a different economy. They are doing things that are not noble. Their time is passing. Their life is being wasted away. But they seem not to be aware because they've not crossed from death to life. Oh, the miracle of salvation. That when somebody receives Christ immediately, you see a new construct, a new government. The same guy who look malnourished, who look, you know, who is looking different and strange, has been delivered from those addictions and now is looking smooth and clean. Check those who are under the mighty, the influence of drugs and all those things because they've not taken Christ. The greatest miracle in the universe is Jesus. That's the advantage. Give that Jesus to an Agbero and see what he becomes. Give that Jesus to an herbalist and see what he becomes. He leaves the smelly shrine where they put blood and some funny stuffs for different gods that has no mouth to speak, that has no eye to see, that has no ear to hear. Their lives become miserable, their children are dying, and yet they've sworn an oath to a deity. What do they need? Jesus. That's the biggest miracle. That's the biggest miracle. So sometimes you look at European countries, somebody can just wake up and decide that the creature he wants to identify with is an alligator. You see? And the reason why there's no restraint, no check, is because anywhere there's no Jesus is hell already. Are you following what I'm saying? And the fellow now begins to change his body, do a lot of constructive surgeries and reconstructive surgeries and alter certain hormones, and sometimes they slit the tongue. They even tattoo their eyes and pierce their nose. And some decide they want synthetic horns and do all those things. And if you ask a question, they will tell you, do whatever makes you happy. See, the world that has forsaken Jesus are in pursuit of happiness. And there is no true satisfaction without Jesus. And that's what they never get. That's what they never find. And that's what some of you believers are envying. Somebody goes to club every Friday and Saturday, because if they don't go, they may die of depression. What is the economy of joy that powers you? And these guys come to church, they can't stand for long, they can't dance. Check their clubs, there are no seats. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We are so happy, happy, happy. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? And people are drinking. Say it loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Say it again loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for my life.
Thank you for my life.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for this joy of salvation.
Thank you.
We have a better culture. We have a better culture. Do you know that medically, when you fast, you become more healthy? Most of the problems you have is for the kind of food you are eating. You eat 4 times in the day and even eat middle of the night. Every time your mouth is moving, you are eating something. You feel heavy, and yet you are weighing 65 kg. But you still feel heavy, like they have put 10 bags of cement on you. Even the practices we have in the kingdom are so powerful that they are even factored scientifically for the betterment of our health. Even the things that, you look at the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. You go and kill somebody, or go and covet somebody's wife, the husband breaks your head. I see. Hey, the greatest miracle ever is Jesus. You see, and I want you to recognize it. All right, I've shown you an aspect last week that we have a better culture. True or not true? And I want you to understand it. But today I want to proceed into another aspect of culture that we have that is better. Are you ready for it? Are you sure you are ready for it? See, we have a better culture of aggressive prayer and fasting. It's a better culture. They say, African churches, you guys fast, you pray. Why do you do all those things? Why do you spend hours? Why do you tarry? Why? It is a better culture. It is the same devil in Asia, the same devil in America, the same devil in Africa. Don't let anyone deceive you like it's better anywhere. It is the same devil, the same old dragon. The same Lucifer, using different modifications in different countries, in different systems, in different nations. See, the Nigerian church is blessed. If you are in a place where prayer is an emphasis, you are blessed. Are you following what I'm saying here? The moment you are not praying, you start fainting. Jesus said unto you that men ought to pray and not to faint. Prayer that we can stay at a spot and charge. Rande kabala kata, yende kebalai. One of the friends of our ministry was sharing something with me, and he said when he got to Canada, and he was surprised they were having a retreat, and in the retreat they were sharing food 4 times in a day. Four times in a day, they do barbecue break, so popcorn break. But what do we do here? La kaba kaba la daba. Hey, yeah, gede gede. That's how to retreat.
Yes, sir.
When I was on campus, I used to tell those who were executives with me to maximize the opportunity they have to serve with me. Because this might be the last time destiny will make that happen. Put them on dry fasting every time. 3 days. Yeah, let's go. I have friends that when we meet each other, the way we greet is, let's quickly do 1 hour. That's how I say 1 hour. Land the kabata kabata bada bada. And 1 hour will look like 5 minutes. Oh yes. They will now greet and they now talk and all that. Not all these spaghetti relationships you are doing now. African church is blessed. The culture of fasting and prayer does not make you a cake. You must recognize that it is superior culture. I say the culture of fasting and prayer is superior culture. Oh yes. Forget about all these lights. Forget about if there's all these things without a powered system, corrosive power of prayer. When you hold the mic, it is not the place where the work is done. The place where the work is done is the altar that is serviced. Are you following what I'm saying here? And now we lie to ourselves. You just tell people as a slang, I'll be praying for you. Yeah. The fellow is not even praying for himself. But I want to tell you, African church is blessed. All our meetings. You know, I think Pastor Podu said a statement. He said the generations before us has given to us prayers, fasting, and meditation of God's over on God's word as key, all right, to fulfillment in ministry. If we hand over light, stage, and screen to the next generation, God will judge us. And some of you are fast living the culture of praying. Because now you can preach a few things, right? And even if you have not asked God for strength and weight and tarry under him, you will still flow. Till you flow and you are finished. Let me tell you something. You know the amazing thing about ministry is that when you preach for a while, there's a point where you know what to say. And that's the most dangerous point. That's the point where you must now go back and fall down at the feet of the cross and say, I have no strength of myself. I am not sufficient of myself. I lean on your grace. I trust you for help. Prayer and fasting is a superior culture. There are certain demons and there are certain demonic operations that you cannot halt and you cannot stop if you are not giving to prayers and fasting. This one is not just prayer. Somebody is asking, is there an alternative to fasting? Yes. Let me give you the alternative. Fast daily. Say, what did you just say? Yes. Just wake up and say, throughout this year, I've canceled out breakfast and lunch. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, let me tell you how I learned fasting. I found out that some ministers struggle with it. So I went to study the things they are struggling with. Let me learn it. Oh, yes. Tell your neighbor you are going to fast. See, if you don't learn to train yourself to fast and pray, when battles of life come, you will still fast. You can't escape it. The African church is blessed. Let me say, the Nigerian church is blessed. You know, sometimes I look at young ministers have opportunity to minister in UK and then you want to start speaking phonetics. Phonetics is not revival. If it was working, there'll be no need for Africa. Take it crude, take it raw, take it as it is. You may be touched, but in that secret place, don't be touched with it. Don't burglarize it. Fast. Pray. I read the book, When You See the Invisible, You Do the Impossible by Robert. And I saw the consecration that goes into his meeting, the practice of prayer, how that he will never get up to minister in any meeting until the hand of God is clearly upon him. You fast your way into breakthrough spiritually. You fast till fasting is no longer a problem.
You fast till it is now your body has adjusted. And I tell you, I can tell you from experience that your stomach can shrink. This bowl of a bam, bowl of fufu that you guzzle down every morning. ATM! War to the land when your king is a child. And your prince rise to eat early in the morning. Get up now, you are too young for these bowls. You are too young. You are eating. You are too young for the way you are sleeping. You are too young for the kind of food you want to eat now. Fast. Make it a culture. Prove yourself with power. Particularly those of you who are called to ministry and you eat with 10 fingers. Oh no. Men don't rise that way. Men don't rise that way. You are too young for the life you are living. Fast. Separate yourself. And say goodbye to food for the next couple of days. Oh boy, do it all. How do you see a man say he believes God is calling him? Every day from pizza to shawarma. Shawarma to ice cream. You have so lived in that life that by the time it is 10 o'clock, it's like there are pour coals of fire on your intestine. I know the solution. You won't die. Are you following what I'm saying? Let the African church not throw away fasting. One of the things that have killed revivals is sin. And sin creeps in when men are no longer staying in the presence. And men deviate from the presence because they become too heavy. You are filling your system with junks and everything. You see movies throughout the night and all that. You are filling your eyes with different strange stuffs. And you don't think that's how men rise. What's your retreat structure like? What is the system that is in place that powers? How do you service the grace upon you? What is your maintenance culture like? The anointing requires high maintenance. 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 When you see men, you want to know what is your secret. As if the secret is read your Bible, pray every day. Fast now that you are young and train yourself. Listen, these things take discipline. Look at it. Isaiah chapter number 58. Let me show you about fasting. Isaiah chapter number 58. Let's start the reading from it. Verse 1 now. It says, is this the kind of fasting I've chosen? Isaiah 58. Please. Are you there? Now 58 verse 6. 58. I want to show you what happens when a young man, a young lady, decide to separate yourself for the prize that is upon you for your generation, for what God wants to do with you. He said, is not this the kind of fast I've chosen? To loose the band of wickedness. That is this not the kind of fast I've chosen? That when you fast, you are loosening the band of wickedness. People come and say, I've been struggling to pray. Please, what is the solution? The solution to stop to prayerlessness is prayer. That's the solution. And I say, I've been struggling to pray. Then, oh boy, start from 1 hour. Yeah, gada. If you do it sincerely with your spirit, I'm not sure you would have gone 20 minutes till the anointing takes over and you break into the kosher. You are not in your head now. True or not true? Is that not what you also need? But you will jot it down, pray, instead of you praying. When you fast, you lose the band of wickedness. There is a wicked spirit trying to clog your soul, trying to choke you, trying to make sure you are not a useful tool for the gospel, trying to make you a problem, not a solution. There's a wicked spirit. When Samson pillowed his head on the laps of Delilah, it was not pleasure, it was wickedness, because there was an intention to scrape off the hair. Some things that look like pleasure is wickedness. The wicked spirit trying to, they are massaging your head. They want to make you a tool of play. The same man who will stand up and say, where is Goliath? Today God will bring your head down. But the year that kings went for battle, he was in the house. And sometimes you see that the devil has set his attention that you will not be useful. That's wickedness. You see, you will pray till you leave that point of that decision, till you now become highly corrosive. Now it is no longer a debate whether you be. Stop saying where I'll be useful, I won't be useful. That's a very stupid place to stay. Shift. Cross. Laka baba ba. Till you become a terror. Oh no. This is the thing that's made the African church what it is. We can't lose it. Can I give you a minute to get out of your seat and roar? Listen. Let me teach you how to pray. And don't pray with cosmetics. Don't pray. Don't patch it. Don't touch it up. See, listen. Get out of those comfort zone. Sometimes, have you been in a situation where you need a space to shout? And just be free. And the band of wickedness be loosed. Sometimes you know them. There's a wicked hand trying to tamper with God's purpose for your destiny, that you will not be a useful tool for the kingdom. Be loose! Lift your voice loud and clear. Amen. Sit down. You are too big for this prayer. Sit down. When I ask you to pray, will you pray? Listen to me. When you are under certain open heavens and certain doors are open, it takes wicked spirit for you not to recognize it. Some people leave church, they are back in the paws of demonic activities. Today, every band of wickedness be broken off me. I am free to serve the Lord. Shakata balakete. Oh, I and my seeds, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. I am free to serve the Lord. I break loose from every wicked grip. Kayata kabakata yele tu abakai payate haha ebula ya katesh. Yenda kabalai. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sit down for a moment. Break the bands of wickedness. Wickedness that have kept a man isolated and busy. Where the nutrition, the diets that feeds a generation is being served. But the man is distracted, is held hostage. He thinks he has freedom, but it's actually a form of bondage. Kept doing the same thing that darkens his soul, that wastes his life and wastes his time. And when his generation are revealed, is now revealed empty. Is now revealed empty. You fast your way to power. Listen. There are some of you who deserve daily fasting. You don't need 2-3 days in a week. You fast your way to power. Because what the devil is trying to do in your life is different, and you know it. Don't pretend now. Something seems to be holding you and squandering the days of your youth. That is the day men meet God. From 30 is the season of revealing, revelation. Joseph saw the vision at 17, became the prime minister at 30. David anointed at 12, entered there at 30. Jesus at 12 was risen with the elders. Started ministry at 30. But something seems to be keeping you busy.
So by that season of manifestation, you are left with nothing. You fast and pray your way to break the bands of wickedness, to break the oppression, to break the limitation of the destiny over your soul, to break the activity. Come on, go on the keyboard. Kaya kabota bawa sala kente boko baka eluaba kate baya kate sele kabalaka. Belukubaya, Belukubaya, Salakate Belekembo Gibana Yenakai, Tabila Teshtefe Rene Kukupatai Bahu Sekita Lendeke Belua Payateka Yelakati Chevele Dibai Frantic, Frantic, Frantic. Franting, Franting, Lante Kebalatai. Ye Katabalai, he's ready, very, very, very. Sekampeleti Bahia Bahai, Eliane Igebedia Kayaba, Usupi Katish, Rebe Kedish, in Jesus. Name we're praying. Sit down for a minute. You are still going to pray. And you hear the story and the testimonies of men. And you find out that most of the men that God is using as functionaries for kingdom assignment, they are always talking about certain encounters that began on campus. You look already, campus years seem wasted. And now you are out. You must pursue God in greater dimension to find what your colleagues had found on campus that is powering them. It is the season to break the bands, to break the yoke, to break the grip, to break the hand of wickedness, the wicked spirit that has decided that I'm going to sift you, that your generation will not be a part, they will not eat from this, that you will not deliver. You break the bands of wickedness. You fast and pray your way to power. Ye katala bade aula bade ende ikabade sha vende ikende morande aya ayene mohuku baya de vende ikambalete. In Jesus name we are praying. Sit down for a minute. You know, some of you, I look at you, you have the opportunity for us to carry you at this season of your life. Or you are playing like snake. You do the things you want to do. You avoid church. You avoid being given regimentation. You avoid all those things. It is good that a man carries yokes in the days of his youth. If you miss it in this season, life becomes naturally busy. Life, see, there's a progression that is not within your jurisdiction to control. The only way we can lay our hands on the spindle to determine and twist and turn the hands of event is when we have learned the secret of the secret place. There are certain books, the best time to read them is now. Oh yes. The best time to read them is now. You see, sometimes we are holding meetings in the house and my daughter is crying and I always say something jokingly that thank God I have paid the price before you were born. Yeah. Listen to me. What the devil is doing that looks small, he does not intend to make it small. He wants to make it big. He wants to make it big. Samson must have just been dozing and Delilah was romancing the head until the locks were trimmed and shaped off one after the other. And they brought Samson out for a game to come and play. The same Samson that used the jawbone of an ass to kill 1,000. The same Samson that tore a lion into two. The same Samson now became a joke. Yenaka fide. Ende kabila te shitife diete. Behe. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down for a moment. Sit down for a moment. Is not this the fast I've chosen? To lose the bands. You know what bands is? Like cords. They tie. They tie again and again. Wickedness weaving around a man's life, making it too difficult for him to break free. It is easier to break free now, all right, than it will be tomorrow. Because tomorrow we'll have whipped new bands, new bands, new bands, new bands. There's a season you cry in your life and say, I break free. I've been living a life of plus one, minus one, plus one, minus one, plus one, minus one. The answer is still zero. Why has the devil seemed to have decided that God is not going to use you? Why is he so keen that you will not even finish the Bible once in your life? Why is there so much attention? Why is there so much focus on you? Could it be that there is a detailed attention of the heavens about your life, that you are going to, at a certain point, become a deliverer? It will come to pass afterwards. All right? I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, says Lord. Sons and daughters will prophesy. What is the devil really trying to hinder? What is he fighting the manifestation in my life? What is he fighting the establishment? What is he fighting the reality? What is it about my future that's making this battle strong? Why this hostility? Why this anger? Why this issue about my life? What is it about my life? Are you praying a prayer? You pray it like your life depends on it. These are prayers you must not miss. Shakata kate. Radekete boku de chate. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down for a while. He said, when you fast, you break the band of wickedness. Sit down. He said, you undo heavy burdens. This is the heritage of the African church. You undo heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free. And let the oppressed go free. The burden, the call of responsibility must dawn on you. See. Many of you, the issues you are having is because you have chosen not to be responsible with destiny. You must answer the call of destiny. You must answer the call of destiny. You must answer the call of destiny. Your life can't be about you. And I tell people, when you discover that marriage is the end of it, is that the kingdom is established, there is a way you go about it. There are kind of things you will fight, you will not fight about. There is a way you go about it. Many of the things we are doing is because we have not answered the call of destiny. So sometimes it's difficult to talk to some believers. They don't know what to do. They because they have not answered the call of destiny. There is a call of destiny. Benny Hinn said he had a vision one time. And he saw people filing up and falling into a pit and falling into a pit and falling into a pit. And when he got to his turn, he cried. And God said, I'm sending you to undertake this task. To send men away from the path of God. I can't remember how he said it again. There are certain visions when you wake up from, your life cannot remain the same. Oh yes. Oh yes. When some of us became leaders on campus, we had colleagues that thought God was flashing us. So they had the license to be misbehaving, playing with girls and toiling with sin, till the whole thing became complex. And each of those levels has a way of trapping men. And all you might be left with is the story that there was a time I swear so and so and so and so were leaders together. We can see the ashes. Where is the fire? To undo heavy burdens. Some young people are carrying heavy burdens. Go to nations. People are hooked on different things. So I listen. I fast my way to power. Pray my way to power. that if I meet you for 5 minutes, I am so charged that your life must turn around. And that's the reason why many people have, we have many sounds, but few voices. Few voices. You must solve a particular problem in your generation, and the way to it is fasting and prayer. You begin to hear instructions. You begin to hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You begin to see, listen, God will move from the crowd and begin to give you specific dealings, specific instructions, specific consecrations, specific practice. Your life is about yourself. That's why you are having the issues you are having. That's why you are seeing who is not greeting you. That's why you are seeing who is not talking to you. That's why you are feeling bodies against you. When your life becomes about the kingdom, you will pay the price.
Don't do it without me, Lord. Don't move in my generation without me. Fasten me to yourself. Hold me tight. Fasten me to yourself. Hold me to this chariot of fire. Whatever doesn't look like you, that is manifesting itself in me. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is still reflecting in me. Take it away. Burden me with the burden of destiny. We are in a season of transition. We are in a season of transition where mantles, graces are handed to men, and functionaries are busy in the secret place, laboring. The Davids are already in the wilderness, learning to keep the sheep. Zina Mahe. Lebanon, Shalalale, Shalala Makai da Balade, Shalai. Libana mana keine mo shalegata zinamane anabane sinamane anabane lana maka devadi salabane silabane de kefendi mana kunba. Oh me, yeah. Amen. Sit down for a minute. Ashande kabila pai feti tenvene kitai. Estiflende kabina tiste fem bina te chevelia. Lonta kabai shade shade. Shade shade shade. Fatanda kafele di aida bande kesh. Uvaya tati sataba. Kelia bahande ishe wa utanda kabai shahade kabinde itivi benediai ayende keti si adande kombina isi ikambetiai kabomba hai jende kabashatish. Let the progression of the works of darkness over destinies be removed. Let the progression of fears laid layers upon layers over lives, over spiritual progress. Every journey that the devil wants to complicate, let the layers like the bands be broken in pieces. Let the iron bars, the feathers, let them break. Shakatish. Amen. Sit down for a moment. I want to teach you something. Sit down. If you want to sit on the floor, you can sit on the floor. This is the house of God. Yeah. So, I believe it is visible to the blind and audible to the deaf that we're in a transition season. And all of a sudden, all the fathers are talking about it. All right? Because we are no longer in the days that a king has to die for another king to come. One generation will serve him, then commend him to another. And we are seeing this mentioned. Listen, the devil is just helping them. The devil is also actively functioning. He's functioning. He's getting men unnecessarily busy and hooked up. Listen. And one of the lethal instruments that the devil is trying to use against this generation is pride and arrogance. There are meetings where certain rivers are flowing through. Listen, don't be too big to get out of your comfort zone and put your head under certain showers. And I know what I'm saying. In every generation, there are the Daniels and there are the Joshuas, there are the Calebs. You must have a higher that see. And listen, in the season of transition, pride makes men too busy to move, too big to cross. Though young, they become part of the hold. Arrogance. Listen to me. This thing, it is given. And the key is recognition and hunger. I told you, I was in redemption camp. Pastor, you hear the boy said he's going to pray a special prayer that day. All right? Use a demonstration, illustration of something. God has spoken to me ahead before. Pay attention to this man. The operation of the spirit of wisdom is real And these things like mantles can be given. And sometimes, listen, sometimes they can be taken by recognition. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I meet people who have the potent requisite grace I need in my life, I don't pose for picture, I kneel for impartation. I kneel, even if we are age mates, for impartation. Listen, even while we are saying that the eyes of God is on Africa, is on Nigeria, are you aware that those that will run this race will be those who receive the mantle, the baton? Those that will run and spread the influence of the kingdom. Sometimes you see me call people forward in front and lay hands on them and prophesy and insist that what I'm saying will not fall to the ground and keep mentioning it. I am telling God, don't move on from this individual. I wish you know that a generation is coming that will wish to see the days you are seeing. And if you know that generation will come, oh, how that you will pursue. I was in a meeting. I saw a man of God came. A young minister. Operated in the miraculous like I've never seen before. I wept. Oh, Lord, give me this. That was how I got the miraculous. Who get tapes of Benin, Pastor Chris, and lock ourselves up. And cry. I say, Lord, use me too. The Davids, that the Samuels are coming to anoint, must be now in the wilderness, keeping sheep. This is not the time to be idle in church. This is not the time to be idle. We are in a season of transition that the church will know.
Is in Brahinde, Eli Gabito Shahad, La Gabi Shevide. Ah, Jesus. Neshad Fredish. Fali Kabati Shevide. La Ayande. Esti Kaba. Bomblendi kife, bombleti kife, bombleti kife. Lezum pihiste, palante kafitish, le sahaka, Paulus sikante setish. Ka, ane sevihise, sevihite, sevihite, sevihite. Link the Kabisha. In Jesus' name we are praying. Sit down. Sit down for a moment. Listen, 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 listen. And let me say, tell you, this decade from 2020 to 2030 is the decade of conclusion. It's the decade where, as a church, we are going to see like the complete closing of an era. We're not saying people will die. But there are still going to be men like Maurice Cerullo of America that will still be around as midwives to help supervise the birthing of this man-child. But it's the decade of conclusion. You are in the most important decade of your life. And some of you are seeing how that your journey, your life, is taking new turns.
God is opening doors. Psh, opportunity to travel out. Why? Why? What is it doing? This can't be the season that you are busy locked up with immorality. It can't be the season where you are lazing around. It can't be the season where you are not sowing your seeds in the earth, your seed of service, of prayers, of fastings. When transitions are going on, men position themselves for the batting. The atmosphere is thick, the clouds are heavy. Functionaries are awake. Because the devil is also raising his own army. He's also going to dispatch and send to different nations. And God is busy with his own also, teaching them midnight prayers, teaching them study. Because you cannot carry this mantle with your own wisdom. You will need the wisdom of God, which no man's wisdom teach. You will need wisdom that compares spiritual things with spiritual things. You need wisdom that comes from depending on the presence, to wait on the presence, that you know you cannot power yourself without the presence. You will misbehave if you are not staying there. That's the powerful system of the wisdom of God.
Say, rende kabutush. Senekabitish. Sale kabitish. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Let's help those under the anointing. Please be seated. Jude. Let's open the book of Jude. Verse 3. Vashati fahai vahati kesistefe. Oh, yes. Jude. Let's start from verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you, unto the saints. Earnestly contend for the batting, earnestly contend for what is given. Until we receive it, we are running a legal race. When we take it, we'll begin our own race in our generation and run till the end. And Paul said, I do not fight as one beating the air, but you have to earnestly contend. There are warfares. Anytime the anointing of Elijah is manifested, there are Jezebels to be silenced. And the wisdom of God fashions and craft out consecrations that different anointings and mantles will require to survive. That we should earnestly contend for the faith. That just as that man was the last man to help Jesus carry the cross to Golgotha, Africa. And Nigeria, the trigger of Africa. Nigeria, the trigger of Africa. The prophetic burden and responsibility. Nigeria, that you will awake. Nigeria, the horn, the prophetic trigger.
that will shoot the continent, and we will carry the cross and carry to Europe and carry to Asia and carry to America. Nigeria, you will see the burden. It is a responsibility. It is a responsibility. It is not for fun. It is a responsibility. Nigerians in diaspora, Ghanaians, South Africans, Kenyans, Ugandans, hear the call of the Lord upon the continent of Africa. Africa, rise. It is a responsibility that we will earnestly contend for the faith. We will rise in institutions, in sectors, in systems of government, in politics, in sports, in entertainment. And we'll see men come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. We'll see men function in the anointing without measure. We're walking of miracles, raising the dead and healing the sick becomes a new normal. Nigeria, your clouds are heavy. Nigeria, you are pregnant with a man child, and as soon as Zion travels, she brings forth. Nigeria, hear the call of destiny. Nigeria, the eyes of God is open upon you, that you will see. And I see a mighty move rising in Ghana. Mighty apostolic moves among young men. Prayer movements. I'm seeing people tired of the normal. I'm pressing. I'm seeing prayer camps. I'm seeing prayer camps with incense that burns day and night. With incense. Amen. Listen. Anybody you see functioning in an unusual grace will tell you that there was also a time they received it. That certain people were representing certain mantles. You know what God told me about going to campuses? He said, I am sending you to undertake the task of quickening my next armies. Do you receive such vision and start consuming food? Meaning that when I send you there, those who should be a part of the move will recognize and come. Oh yes. Oh yes. Listen. There comes a time that something comes upon your life and alter the life you used to know. And there's a new beginning. You can't tell where this prayer energy is coming from, where this fasting power. Listen, I go for meetings, people come to serve me and lose appetite for food. For days, it is present. Do you get what I'm saying? Where this thing is flowing from, the burden.
Yes. Lift your hands. I'm going to give you a minute to raise a cry. Say, Lord, whatever you give men that change them, give it to. You have a minute. This anointing that when men enter, it alters everything about their life. They become another man. I want it too. Please pray. Crave for it. You are in the days of open heaven sky. Lord, give us. Jesus, give us. What did you do to the fathers? What did you give the patriarchs of old that make men seek you in wilderness, that make men pursue you like their lives depend on it? What did you give again that broke him into encounters with Jesus, that will make him fast and pray and study like no man's business? What did you give T.L. Osborne? What did you give our robots? Give me two. Give me two. To me, Lord, so I can be a carrier of this message and understand that we're in the season according to the books where Africa should cross and get to nations, and nations also will cross and come to Africa to learn God. I don't want to continue this selfish life where I think about myself alone. Think about my belly, my clothes, my this, my that. I want to be consumed with burden for the gospel, with burden for nations. We pray that the door of China, of North Korea, Taiwan, these nations will open, of Iraq, of Afghanistan, of Saudi Arabia. We power them open. And for some of you, when your purpose becomes about the gospel, the same door you have been knocking will open of his own accord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Rise to your feet, everybody. I want to pray a prayer of marking. Whether you're online, listening via the radio or watching, it won't exempt you, because the Spirit of God is potent everywhere. The reason you are connected right now is because you have a portion in this. And we're in the days where men will by mistake wander into meetings, because there's an anointing there that their destiny requires. And there's going to be kingdom orchestrations, divine orchestrations, men set up for different release. Men that God himself is shooting like arrows into different nations. Their desires have gone beyond the mundane. What they want to see is Christ glorified, the kingdom established. Lift your hands where you stand. As I'm going to pray, there's going to be a lot of activities taking place by the Spirit. I want the pastors and ministers now to help me. You stay. The ladies, you stay. Okay. Okay. You can go, but don't go too far. But the men, help me. Help me. All right. You can go also. Stretch your hands, everyone. If you are watching me right now, stretch your hands towards the screen. Something is about to enter into you that will alter your life and override the software of weakness and shallowness. You're about to receive something that turns you in one direction as you keep running a race for your generation. Something is about to come upon you, and I know it. Stretch your hands and say, Lord, I receive. I am marked. Father, I ask that in this meeting, connected, watching, listening, help them, present here across this place, who should receive certain buttons, certain things, certain mantles, certain operations that they cannot succeed without receiving. Those whose hearts should be circumcised and touched with the coals of fire, with every love and passion and burden for Jesus, that dimension has not yet come but needs to come. Lord, I ask across this place, all over this place now, that there is an intensified activity of the Spirit, that men are marked and given buttons and operations to function in the direction of your calling. Upon sons and daughters, men and women, let there be a marking. In this season of transition, let there be a release. Elijah went to Elisha and dropped the mantle around his shoulder and left him. And the mantle today is coming around your shoulders. And you will have to do from now onward as the occasion demands. Something is resting on your shoulders also. That your life will no longer be business as usual. That someone under this unction, your life is turned around. And there's an oath concerning your destiny in the direction of purpose. Hunger, empowerment, zeal, pursuit, activities of the kingdom. Father, there are men here that the government should rest on their shoulders. Across this place and those connected, mark them now. And place that same hand that you have placed on all the patriarchs on them right now. On them. Let it alter their softwares. Let it alter their business as usual. Let it alter the systems they are familiar with. Let fresh fire from above on men. Fresh fire from above. Fresh unction. Burden for the nations. Mantle, intercession, offices, administrations, open up. Let every sleeping giant awake. Awake thou that sleepest. Let there be a revival from deep within. Quicken men. Let the giant rise. Let the Samsons get their head off the laps of Delilah. Let the Davids return to battle. Let the Josephs rise from offenses. Let the Daniels not eat the king's portion. That men will be quickened. Quickened for global missions.
Quickened for global assignments. Quickened for global responsibilities. That men will be quickened, that the burden of destiny rests. The burden of destiny that makes men pay the price will rest. Lord, the season is upon us. And we humble ourselves. And we cry. Don't do what you want to do without us. Purge our hearts to love you eternally. Purge us to love prayer. Purge us to sit with the word. Purge us to enjoy your company. Purge us to be burden for nations. Purge us to be burden for countries. Purge us to be burden for souls. To love evangelism and return to the streets. Purge us not to have a rival mentality. Purge us to enter into active service and not become celebrities. That the fire that makes men rest upon us. Help us. Let someone's spiritual DNA be altered for life in this meeting. That you will no longer go back to knowing business as usual. Certain places, certain things becomes impossible henceforth because you are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Your life is configured for His glory. Till my only gaze is you, Spirit keep building over me. Till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep building over me. Till I look more like you. Until my all in all is you, Spirit keep brooding over. Till I look more like you. When we started, they thought the fire will die out. Alas, 12 years down the line, something can come upon you and configure you for Christ. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over. Till I look more like you. Amen. Amen. Toby Loba for Lion, come. The Lord showed you to me in a vision. And He said to give you a word of comfort. And the Lord said to let you know that you are where He wants you to be at this time in destiny. And He said to tell you to be comforted. He said, be encouraged and return to active service. The hand of God is upon you to use you mightily for His glory. That you will serve the will of God in your generation. That finger will rest on you. And you become another man. You become another man. You are helped and carried by the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah, the one who strengthens men and makes them strong for Himself, and it makes you strong to serve His will
And he'll begin to unveil his plans and purposes for you, that you will see his movement in your life and see him in your journey, that has been his finger all the while. And the Lord said, I have a plan for you and a portion that I preserved through my mercy. I will fill your heart with my glory, says the Lord. Use you for his plan. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Seki Vahande Shetiba. I'm hearing that name, Rotimi. I don't know if you're online or you're here, or it is second name. I don't know. Just help me check. I don't know if somebody's second name. I'm hearing that name, Rotimi. Rotimi. Check. Are you the one? My friend. Is today your first time here? No. What's your name? Wow. Look at me. You don't look yet like what God is going to do with your life. He's going to do mighty things through you. And it's so interesting. It's so interesting. So interesting. Said, I'm the one that have separated you from your mother's womb, and I've set you apart from my glory. Said, the enemy has claimed interest in your life, but my will reigns supreme, says the Lord. He said, I will put an anointing upon you tonight and begin to move you in the spirit. And there is something that will start about your life that has to do with your family breaking the grips of the devil from people he's been afflicting. Same girl child, every affliction, and God will put a deep-seated understanding and conviction in your heart, and something new will start, something different. The new season for you, the new season. Till my wind will begin to blow in your life, and I'll make everything come to place, says the Lord. He said, I have all the stake in your life. Be strong and be courageous. Oh, Sahafidi, Sahafidi, Shendekradish. Losing his hands from the back. Then the Kafra Ketish. I. Oh, Jesus. That you will use this young man for your glory and use him for your strength. I hear that name with me. With me. Oh, Shahaka Fedish. Who is that? With me. And you see, even for those of you who are connected online, sometimes words come for you. You have to. Who is with me? Something with me or something. I heard that name. Is that his second name? I don't know you as Bimi. Come. Are you serious? And you too? Are you serious? Come. Oh, Jesus. Bring your hands. Shahaka Vendish. Are you also in that regard? Okay, you're here for them. Wow. Shahaka Vendish and Dekefilatish. Is that your name also? Are you serious? Wow. Lift your hands. Jesus, join the hands together. I'm not just laying hands on you. It's an impartation of the Spirit. Jesus. We install new settings, new systems, new settings. Oh yes, new settings, new systems of the Spirit. Oh yes, something is coming strong. Oh yes, oh yes, new systems. Has brought you into for some days now. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Found yourself in places, just presence of God. And reassurance. And reassurance. And a cloud that seems to be distilling the clouds of confusion in your heart. A cloud of confusion melted out and rebuked out of your way. And you come into a season of rejoicing, strength, and full empowerment of the Spirit, where you know accurately, like sons of Issachar, what you ought to be doing in these times and season. It is a season for a new oil, and I heard the Lord say, new wine and new wine skin. Oh, Sahaka Fadi Shefende Kavila Tisto. Oh, Jesus. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be strong. My friend, come. Hello, come. You know, I told you that the Lord spoke to me about you. And the Lord, you know, showed you to me from the crowd. He spoke about what he's going to do with your life. And you're amazed when I called you, I said you're a pastor. Because the Lord is going to move mightily through your life. And what you are seeing now is just the beginning of what He's going to do. And the progress in your journey, the patterns as you know it, will no longer be yours. It will be determined by the new season and the new mantle, the new oil that God brings you into. And He says, pay attention to my voice in your heart. Pay attention to my voice in your heart. And don't be crowded with confusion. Every whisper that is not my voice, He said, when you listen to me, they will be distilled and they will fade away their own accord. He says, what I bring you into is clear waters. It is not murky, it is clear. You will know what to do. He says, dig deeper, dig deeper. The pure fountain will flow, and they will flow unhindered. Dig deeper. For I place upon you, says the Lord, the mantle of prayer, and of fastings, and burden for intercession. And I see compassion. Compassion. It is what the Lord is doing. Compassion, lift your hands. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, have your way. A new journey begins for you in 2022. Oh, yes. An entirely new journey. You didn't plan for it, you were not expecting it. But it's the finger of the Lord. Lift your hands, people, and give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Don't clap, just give Him praise. Just give Him praise for what He's said to do. Give Him praise. Shufita baita kibeletista. Father, Jesus. A new season. Amen. Listen.
One of the check seasons of transition in the Bible, and you are going to see that one of the things that make men stop and can't move with the flow of God in the next generation, lack of recognition, mammon. People are busy chasing shadows. Anytime we teach prosperity, teach this, it is in the context of the kingdom. Not just better life, the kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? God is going to do amazing things in your life. Many of you will see God break through for you in this season. Things you were not even praying for will find their way and enter into your hearts. But you must understand the reason why God is doing what he's doing. So you are not consumed with it. And when you have eaten and you are full, you forget the Lord. Mammon, be careful. Be careful. Well, thank you, Father, for tonight, for what you have done, and for your grace that is indeed strong upon this house, for your children that you are raising. We give you praise. And we ask, O Lord, that everyone under this cloud will not escape your use. You will never go back to being normal. You have extraordinary ability of the Spirit to do the things you've not been able to do before. Unusual strength, inspiration, grace, praying power, fasting power, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'll give the Lord praise. Give him praise again.
Blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.